720 WGN Saturday night on News Nation, you should check out Reagan, Portrait of a Presidency. That's what I was just talking a little bit about with Leland. He's got a show following it. But the narrator of that film is someone that you've seen portray Superman a time or two, and that is Dean Cain. How are you today, Dean?
I'm very well, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We're remembering D-Day and looking forward to the Reagan special this weekend.
Yes.
How is it you took the job to narrate this film that's going to be broadcast on News Nation?
Oh, I'm absolutely, as the English say, chuffed to have the job, to have the ability to have my voice with my favorite president of the 20th century. I was asked to do so, and I'm honored to be associated in any way with President Reagan. He was just an amazing, a giant of a man, and the things that he accomplished during his presidency were amazing. And what really strikes me is when he came in 1980, when I first started high school, by the way, I don't want to age myself, but that's where it was. The world was in chaos, and he came in and things calmed right down. He really, day one, he freed the hostages in Iran. All these things started happening right away. And I remember that sense of optimism and his ability to communicate. I just felt very, very good about the United States and the world after he came in. And it's just an honor to be associated with him at all. I got a chance to meet him and spend some time with him. He asked me to come and visit him when I started playing Superman. He was no longer president. It was a few years after his presidency. He was just a huge figure in my life, an unbelievable guy to meet, and such a kind, wonderful guy. And what a speaker he was. My God.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would imagine you cover the early years. Do you cover some of the early years in Illinois and his time as a Cubs broadcaster at WHO in Des Moines?
It's touched on, but not a lot of time is spent on it because we only have an hour and a half.
Right.
90 minutes to talk about this guy's life, and you could do 90 minutes just on his film career,
yes,
without even blinking, let alone his two terms in office. So we touch on some of that stuff, but it really goes into, and you hear so much of his speeches. You hear so much of what he said. And when you hear him speak and you look at sort of the way things are done today, it harkens to a different time. He was just such a charismatic guy. And if I ever ran for office, all I would do is recycle his speeches because they all apply today.
And one of his speechwriters is actually George Will's wife. I know George Will is a big part of this documentary that's going to air Saturday night on News Nation at 8 o'clock. But he has inside scoop because, of course, she was there writing those speeches.
Yes, and President Reagan had a tendency to bring the speechwriters to that event. And so that's touched on in the story, too. And, George Will, he provides great insight into President Reagan and the things that are going on in the administration, and of course having his wife be a speechwriter, it's a look that you don't normally get into someone's life. And I'm so proud to be a part of this, and I think it's really important for people. Like, my son is 24 years old. I can't wait for him to watch this and to see what was going on at that time and maybe see some similarities to what's happening today.
Absolutely. It's called Reagan, Portrait of a Presidency. It airs Saturday night on News Nation at 8 p.m. Chicago time. And is there one thing, Dean, that I know you're a fan, I know you've met him, but was there one thing as you were narrating the documentary that you thought, I didn't know that?
I've been to his ranch up over near Santa Barbara, Rancho del Cielo. I've been to his presidential library 15 times. There wasn't things that I learned new about him much. I probably learned more when I went to visit his ranch, and saw the bed that he slept in. He was so humble that, he was too tall for his bed. So he had this little stool at the foot of the bed that his feet would be able to sit on. That's how humble a guy he was. Instead of getting a big, giant new bed, he just put a little stool at the end so his feet can hang over the edge.
That's crazy because
guy. He
certainly had the money to buy whatever kind of bed he wanted to.
Yeah, but then you look back, and even when he's at their ranch with the Secret Service, he's out there with a chainsaw. You see a lot of this footage. It's just incredible. He was just a real man of the people, and it just reminded me of how kind and how lovely he was as a human being. What a sense of humor. I mean, he got shot by John Hinckley, and it was an awful situation, but he's like, he told Nancy, I forgot to duck. You know, and there's just moments like that. You're just like, wow, incredible. But also when he had to be strong, he was incredibly strong. Just a great communicator, an absolutely amazing, humble, fantastic man. So it harkens back to a different time, and it makes me thirsty for, you know, his leadership again. Unfortunately, we're not going to get there right now.
Do you think he would have a role in the Republican Party today?
No, I think he'd be a superstar. I mean, just the way he speaks and the things he says. You know, there are some people who have that sort of charisma, but he had tremendous charisma, but it was real. You know what I mean? It was honest. That's who he was. So it wasn't like he was putting anything on. What he did that was really wonderful that we don't really have these days is he was able to reach across the aisle.
Right.
Because he was so charismatic, because he was so pro-American, it was an easy thing for him to do. It seemed easy. He made it look easy. It was probably very difficult, but he made it look easy. And, you know, he was able to get so many things accomplished during his 8 years as president.
And because it is D-Day, do you touch on his military service?
It's not mentioned very much at all, if at all. It's really about – there's. He lived such a life, the special could be, you know, a seven-parter,
right.
90 minutes each part. But more than that, it's more about his presidency.
Well, we will be watching. Thank you so much for joining our show today. What will we see you in the future doing? What are you working on now?
I'm making a lot of movies. I'm making a lot of movies and, excuse me, writing, producing, directing, acting. I'm kind of everywhere. I've done four movies already this year, and it's June.
Wow.
I've got at least four or five more to do. But I recently left California. I live in Nevada now. I absolutely love it. And just staying busy as can be.
All right. We'll be looking for you on the screen. Thanks for joining us, Dean.
Lisa, thank you for having me.
It's called Reagan, Portrait of a Presidency. It is Saturday night at 8 Chicago time on News Nation.